Here's something you don't hear every day.
Jeremy Ellis is blind and ready to drive.
This Discovery Channel special is talking about a new vehicle that allows the sight impaired to operate moving cars. Driving blind has never been a positive thing. What are you, blind? Is a common insult on the road. But the National Federation of the Blind says don't make assumptions about what blind people can't do.
There's a 70% unemployment rate among the blind, so we have enough trouble convincing people that we can do just the ordinary activities of daily life that people do every day.
The message here, if the blind can drive, they can do pretty much anything. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 5th. Happy belated 4th of July for those who are off work today.
You know, the people working on that blind on the road problem, considering it a man on the moon kind of event for people with disabilities.
It absolutely is.
Let's get a check of the top morning's news. The mercury is rising in the eastern U.S. today. National Weather Service meteorologist Michael Eckert says the East Coast should brace for scorching temperatures.
From New York City down through Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, and down into the Raleigh, North Carolina area, we're going to see temperatures soaring up toward the century mark, and that will last into the late part of the week.
Century mark. Ouch. Residents are being urged to drink lots of water, avoid long exposure to the sun.
Vice President Joe Biden spent the weekend in Iraq. He's been urging top politicians to end months of delays in forming a new government. Joining us now with more is Chrystia Freeland. She's the global editor-in-chief of Reuters. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is this trip by the vice president a sign that the administration is kind of shifting focus to Iraq and away from Afghanistan?
Well, I think the two are related, actually. I think that the trip is in Iraq meant to be a sign of reassurance that America is still watching, that America, the eye is still on the ball, that America knows that the situation there is not absolutely resolved. I think it's also a reminder for all of us, actually, that America is still engaged in two really difficult regions and two places where there is a real commitment of American blood and treasure.
We're going to talk more about what's going on in the news with Chrystia Freeland in just a moment.
In Lebanon, Grand Ayatollah Mohammad Hussein Fadlallah has died at the age of 75. Fadlallah was one of Shiite Islam's main religious figures and has been described as a spiritual leader for Hezbollah in Lebanon, an organization funded largely by Iran. Here in the U.S., President Obama will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow. The meeting was originally supposed to take place last month, but was canceled after an Israeli raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. Meanwhile, Turkey says it will cut all diplomatic ties with Israel unless it formally apologizes for that May raid.
And in the Gulf, BP says their oil spill cleanup costs have now topped $3 billion. Meanwhile, choppy seas are complicating cleanup efforts there. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are mixed as well. Futures are up, but the markets are closed for the holiday today, the observance of the 4th of
July. They're probably happy about that. It was a dismal June for the markets, that's for sure.
They ended, you know, not doing well. But coming up this morning, we're going to look at where immigration reform stands and where some people think it should be standing. The perspective of Latino voters coming up later this hour. And over on our Facebook page, we asked this question, the following question. This holiday, what would you like to declare your independence from? Carrie Perez writes, apartment rents that are higher than mortgages. Chrystia, do you have an answer for that? Anything you'd want to declare independence from?
Independence from babysitters.
There you go.
Speaking
of
previous,
a mother
of
three. Head over to facebook.com/thetakeaway and give us your response. What would you want to be free of?
And in a few minutes, we're going to take a look at the week's agenda with Chrystia Freeland and our D.C. correspondent, Todd Zwilling. Lots on the agenda. Looking forward into the week that's coming right up.